Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Chuck and Sherry is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Moore Pre-Owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Melbourne Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jennison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Shine is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared, hot-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Shine, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway next to in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Panthers fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. You get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from Montrose High School, where your Panthers looked to gain some valuable RPI ground. It wasn't pretty, but the Panthers kept their league title hopes alive with a doubleheader sweep of Aspen on Saturday, 9-1 and 15-4 in 8 innings. Game 1 was a breeze as Braden Sprout was lights out on the mound, going the distance and allowing only the one unearned run while striking out 11. Rylan Bynum was 3-for-4 at the plate with two doubles, two RBI, a stolen base, and a run scored. That one run that Delta allowed in the seventh inning was an omen of things to come in the second game, though, as Delta's defense committed six errors in the game and the pitchers walked nine, allowing Aspen to be in the game the entire way. Delta took a 3-0 first inning lead after a two RBI single by Brendan Bayer and a sac fly by Rylan Bynum, but gave up seven runs in the second and had to claw their way back before competing in a dogfight to get the one-run victory in eight innings. Win or lose, Delta will pick up valuable RPI points against the 13-7 Montrose Redhawks today. Montrose is led by sophomore Gage Wareham, who is batting .455 on the season with five doubles, two triples, and 23 RBI. The Panthers seem to beat Montrose every other year in recent times, and since Montrose beat Delta last year in Delta, hopefully the odds are with the Delta to return the favor this time around. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. Sponsored by Hellman Motor Company, who are pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So the starting lineup for Delta looks like this today. Leading off, playing second base will be Rylan Bynum. Batting second will be the shortstop, Landon Clay. In the three hole, the center fielder, Brayden Sprout. Batting cleanup will be the catcher, Brendan Bayer. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ty Reed. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Connor Workman. Batting seventh, starting at first base, Lance Porter. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Logan Clay. Logan will be batting for the pitcher, Trayton Sandoval. And batting ninth will be the left fielder, Brett Laiho. The starting lineup for the Montrose Redhawks, leading off and playing catcher, will be Gage Wareham. Batting second, the shortstop, Jackson Barnett. Batting third, the first baseman, Zeke Steenbergen. In the cleanup role today, the third baseman, Jackson Kattner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, David Dominguez. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter, Luke Hutto. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rocco Manuel. And we're going to pause real quick for the national anthem. So, finishing the starting lineups for Montrose. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Logan Files, and batting ninth, the center fielder, Tori Eckerman. So, the designated hitter, Luke Hutto, is batting for Montrose's pitcher, Parker Davis. So, I mentioned before, Delta seemed to lose focus in game number two against Ashman on Saturday, giving up three passes from the mound and as well as committing errors in the field. So, you know, if a player gets on via a base hit, so be it. You got to tip your cap, but you can't put them on, extra runners on the bags if you hope to have an easy victory. So, first pitch is brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So, Ryland Bynum leading off for the Panthers for the first time this season. Bynum spent the first half of the season on the bench with some health issues, but since coming back to the lineup, he's batting .429 with five doubles, a walk, and a strikeout, an on-base percentage of .667. So here's the pitch from Davis. It's in there for a strike on the outside half of the plate. Davis is pitching 6-4 on the season, a .358 earned run average, 16 walks, 76 strikeouts. The 0-1, grounded to the shortstop, Barnett up with it, on to first, and in time. Smooth as silk for the Redhawks, or Indians, however you want to look at him. 6-3 on the putout for the first out of the game. That'll be Landon Clay to the plate. Clay batting 404 on the season, 5 doubles. The pitch is at the knees on the inside corner for a strike. Davis stares in. Now he'll step off. Calls his catcher Wareham out to have a discussion about the sign. Lando has been leading off most of the season. Coach Steve Ryer opting to shake the lineup up just a little bit here today. The pitch on the outside corner for strike two. So Lando going to have to be tough now and battle. And the pitch on the ground back up the middle. Under the pitcher Davis's glove, the second baseman Manuel, I think, misread it coming off the mound and rolled past him in the center field. So a one-out single for Lando will bring Braden Sprout to the plate. Sprout has been lights out on the mound this year, but he's also been on fire at the plate, batting 473 with 4 doubles, 3 triples, and a home run. 14 RBI. First pitch misses the zone for a ball. Play on the base paths is 9 for 10 in stolen bases. So definitely a threat to go. A good lead. He's going. Throw down by Wareham is in time. A good throw by Wareham got Clay. Tag put down by the shortstop Barnett. So two outs now and the 2-0 pitch to Clay, or excuse me, to Sprout. Swing and a miss. Pitch. This one lifted in the right center. The center fielder Eckerman and the right fielder Pyle converge, and that one's over the fence. A two-out bomb by Sprout continues his tear at the plate, and Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That one got up there and carried. Cleared the fence by several feet. So Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear on the season batting 349 with 7 doubles. The pitch in there for a strike. Bear also has 3 home runs. So the wind, definitely a factor here today. We'll see how many pitches this ballpark will hold. So far, one has left the yard. So the count's even at 1. As Bear will foul off that pitch, and now he's going to have to be tough with 2 and protect the plate. 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard after Braden Sprout's solo shot. This pitch is going to be lined down the right field line and foul. They're just out in front of that one. Davis is set. He'll kick and fire. One's low and outside, and the count's now even. And the pitch. This will be fouled back to the backstop. As Brendan continues to battle. The pitch. Drifts outside. Count's now full. 3-2-2. Base hitter, ball 4. That's what we're wanting here. The pitch. Chopped to the first baseman, Steenbergen. Able to bring it down and be spared to the bag. So the solo shot by Sprout gets Delta on the board first. Let's see what Montrose can do in their half of the first inning facing Trayton Sandoval. Once again, it'll be Warren Barnett and Steenbergen at the plate. I broadcast the Delta Panthers baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. The numbers for Sandoval on the season, a 2-1 record and 8 appearances, 2 of them starts. He's got a 4.00 ERA, 12 walks, 14 strikeouts, and on base average against a 262. So again, Tank going to have to limit the walks, and hopefully his defense can be solid behind him. As Delta has a 1-0 advantage on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. You need help to relax? Look, Stacy Zanicki at the Sunflower Room. Delta Pain and Stress Away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Zanicki at the Sunflower Room. So Gage Wareham, the leadoff for Montrose. Wareham batting .435 on the season, 5 doubles, 2 triples. 9 walks, 2 strikeouts, an on-base percentage of .494, so he's on base almost half the time. Curveball misses the outside for ball 1. Wareham in from the left side to face the righty Sandoval. Drayton stares in. He comes set now. The pitch. Fastball hit on the ground to second. Bind him up with it. On to first. 4-3 for the first out in the bottom of the first for Delta. Again, the defense for the Panthers. Porter Bynum, Clay Workman, first to third. Leo Sprout, Reed, left to right in the outfield. Bear behind the plate. Sandoval on the mound. Jackson Barnett will come to the plate now. First pitch, fouled at the plate. Barnett, batting .292 on the season, a double and a triple. Make it 2 triples. He's walked 7 times, struck out 6. Here's the 0-1. Curveball lined just past the diving Bynum into center field. Sprout up with it. So a 1-out single for Barnett, and Zeke Steenbergen will come to the plate. Steenbergen, another lefty in this Montrose lineup. Steenbergen batting .333 on the season, 3 doubles, a triple, 20 RBI. The pitch, high and outside. Barnett with 3 stolen bases on the year. Could be a threat to go down there at first. Held on by Porter. He's got a good lead. Sandoval We'll check him. Now comes home. A breaking ball didn't break, and Sandoval behind 2-0 to Steinberg. The pitch. Curveball misses somewhere. Maybe low. And it's 3-0. Thanks, Bears in. He'll come set at the belt. The pitch. Right over the plate for strike one. So still a hitter's count for Steenbergen. We'll see what Sandoval offers in here as he takes a couple glances over to Barnett at first. And the breaking ball will be in the dirt. And Montrez now has runners at first and second for their cleanup batter, Jackson Kattner. Kattner batting 419 on the season with 6 doubles and a triple, 19 RBI. He's got a couple of ducks on the pond there, one of them in scoring position. The pitch, low and inside, ball one. So, Coach Steve Ryer told me before the game they're going to pitch by committee today. Each pitcher getting a couple of innings of work. At least that was his thought process before the game. Well, you know, in game that may change, but right now that's what we're going to go with. Only two pitchers not available today, one of them being Braden Sprout, who started game one on Saturday and came in relief for a couple outs in game two. 2-0 pitch misses for a ball, so it's 3-0 to Kattner. Lance Porter also not available on the mound, and the 4-pitch walk to load the bases, and pitching coach Keaton Ryer out of the dugout for a mound visit. Lance Porter battling a little bit of arm soreness, so probably just see him at first base today. I doubt they're going to move him to third, which is the other position he played. My broadcast is Delta Panther Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. With cabinet design solutions for your home and office, Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Left fielder David Dominguez to the plate now. He's up there with the bases jacked. Dominguez batting 305 on the season, 6 doubles, a triple, a home run, 13 RBI. And he'll get an RBI as Trayton will plunk him. And the score's tied at 1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That'll bring designated hitter Luke Hutto to the plate. Taco 10 first pitch to Hutto's in there for strike one. The wing starts to swirl once again. It's like it's blowing out to left center. This one chopped foul off the plate. Now Sandoval way ahead, 0-2 on the batter, Hutto. Hutto batting 234 on the season with a couple of doubles, a triple, and 9 RBI. So Hutto steps out. Now gathers himself and steps back in. Sandoval set and delivers. Curveball misses. started in the middle of the plate, sailed off the outside and out of the zone. And the pitch. This one on the ground to second. Find him up with it to second. On to first. No, safe at first. Cutto legs it out. So Cutto reaches first on the fielder's choice. Montrose will take the lead 2-1 on the Southern Flower Room scoreboard as Steenbergen will score from third. There are two outs in the inning. This pitch hit high and deep to left center. It's off the base of the wall. Sprout will pick it up and get it in. It's going to get away from the cutoff man, Clay. And it looks like two more runs will score. Kattner, who was on third, Cutto all the way from first on the double. By Matt Rocco Manuel. So it's 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as Logan Files, the right fielder, to the plate. Dr. Time first pitch to him is in the dirt. Good block by Bear. There are two outs in the inning. Sandoval stares in. He'll be set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Some words of encouragement from head coach Landon Wareham down at the third base coach's box. Files batting 351 on the season. Four doubles, two triples, and 15 RBIs. Fouls the 1-1 off the third base line, and Sandoval now ahead. Files steps out, now back in, and Sandoval back to the rubber. Sets the wave and delivers. Swing and a miss to get out of the inning. So four runs on, like two hits for Montrose. Left a runner on. No errors for Delta. And Montrose leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the top of the second with Reed Workman and Porter. Two up to face Davis. My streaming broadcast on Audio Sports Online, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machine. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. The strikeout that ended that inning was brought to you by A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main in Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Ty Reed will step into the right side. Reed batting 443 on the season, 8 doubles, 2 triples, 14 RBI. The pitch drops out of the bottom of the zone, and Reed will take it for ball one. And the pitch that just misses the outside corner, and there's now two balls and a strike. Right-hander Davis comes set at the belt. He'll kick and fire. That one over the part of the plate at the knees for strike one. And the pitch. That one misses low. And Reed once again with a hitter's count 3-1. He's going to chop it to short. Barnett up with it on the first. And the first baseman, Steenbergen, can't come up with it. And Reed will be on base via the air. So Reed on it first. Connor Workman coming to the plate. Davis looks over it first. Workman batting 4-11 on the season, 6 doubles, 2 triples, and a home run. 19 RBI. Bobby Steel machine. Pickoff throw over to first. Not inside. Reed with 4 stolen bases on the season. The pitch to Connor is low, ball 1. So after Braden Sprout, I have to say that Connor Workman's probably the hottest hitter on this team right now. He gets on base and just makes things happen. So he'll take strike 1 and the count's even. Connor steps out, now back in. Davis over. Reed now will come set. The pitch chopped foul left third base side, and now Workman going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. Davis will step off the back of the rubber. Workman does have 8 strikeouts on the season. The pitch, swing and a miss for Connor, and he'll go down on strikes. So 1 out now, here in the top of the second, and Lance Porter will come to the plate after the 8th creation strikeout by Workman. He'll hit it in the hole on the left side. No, the third baseman, Kattner, able to knock it down. And really the only play he has is an attempt to get the runner Reed at second. And the throw pulled Manuel off the bag. So Porter will be on base via the fielder's choice. And a lot of credit goes to Kattner for just knocking that ball down. And I thought it was going to get through for a base hit. Regardless, Delta has runners on first and second, and designated hitter Logan Clay comes to the plate. The pitch. This one will be popped up to short. Soft pop to Barnett, and there's now 2 outs in the inning. So Brett Leho to the plate, and Leho on the season, batting 300 with a double, 7 RBI. Got a couple of ducks on the pond now, 1 in scoring position out there on second in the form of Ty Reed. Lance Porter, the runner at first. The pitch, going outside, ball 1. Leho steps up, now back in. Long look in for Davis. He's set now. He'll check the runner at second. Reed now come home. That one drifted inside at the knuckles. Swing and a miss by Leho. There's a little jam job on him there, and counts even at 1. And the pitch. This one lifted into left field. Dominguez has to come in on it and makes the catch at about belt level to end the inning. So no runs, no hits. The 1 error by Montrose. In their half of the second inning, we'll see the bottom of the lineup with Eckerman and then the 1 and 2 holes with Wareham and Barnett in their half of the second inning. So it's time for Panther Pride now. Panther Pride, brought to you by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware, 121 West Gunnison River Drive, is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So track competed at the league championships last weekend, where the boys finished fourth and the girls finished fifth as a team, with several athletes placing in the top five. Kylie Huff was fourth in the 200 meters. Breezy Huff was fifth in the 400 for the girls. Paige K. Meyer was third. Breezy Huff fifth in the 800 meters. Cassidy Ware second in the 1600. Paige K. Meyer finished fourth in the triple jump. And Tara Smith was fourth in both the discus and shot. For the boys, Nathan Scharnhorst won the league title in the 100-meter dash. He finished third in the 200. Damian Gallegos won the league title in the 400. Alberto Felix was fifth in the 800. And Clay Sanders finished third in the discus. So Sandoval out to work the second against Tori Eckerman. Eckerman batting 255 on the season, a double and a triple, 397 on base percentage. It's the top of the first pitch from Sandoval. It was low and outside for a ball. And the pitch from Creighton. Fastball at the knee. Strike one. Montrose leads 4-1 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Sandoval comes set and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Curveball in the zone. And now Sandoval heading the count 1-2. And the pitch. That one outside in the dirt. And can't see them. Sandoval stares in. He's got his time. And the pitch. Curveball, strike three looking. That's an A&M Creations on Main strikeout of the game for Sandoval. First out of the second. And Gage Wareham will come to the plate. He rounded to Bynum at second to lead off the Montrose half of the first. Lefty stands in. The pitch will be lifted foul down. Oh, that's going to be a base hit. And it's going to get past Rejo in left, roll toward the corner. He'll get it in as quick as he can, but a one-out double for Gage Wareham. And now Jackson Barnett will come to the plate. Barnett singled last inning, came around to score Montrose's first run. Sandoval has his time and delivers the pitch. This one on the ground in the hole on the left side. Kind of rolled dead there. They reached the outfield grass and Clay able to track it down. But runners now on the corners for Montrose. And I think Steenbergen to the plate. Steenbergen walked and scored a run last inning. Sandoval checks Barnett over at first. And the pitch. Way outside. Good lead by Barnett down at first, held on by Porter. And the pitch. Curveball gets away from there. Runner at first, Barnett will move up 90 feet and now runners at second and third. Roosevelt County, Steenberg in at the plate. And the pitch. It's a tie-in outside, and it's 3-0 to Steenbergen. Sandoval with the 3-1. Catches the outside corner as Steenbergen was taking the entire way, and it's 3-1. Still a hitter's count. Sandoval. Has to be careful now. Step off the back of the rubber with the wind flowing. Picking up some dirt on the field. Here's the pitch. That one misses high and outside. And Sandoval has again loaded the bases with that Delta Cabinet Company walk. Third walk of the game for Trayton. Jackson Kattner will come to the plate. Kattner was also walked last inning and scored. Taco Time first pitch to Kent is a breaking ball that misses outside. So, Wareham at third, Barnett at second, Steenbergen at first. No place to put any more Indians. And this one's ripped down the right field line. It's going to land in there. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Reed up with it. Gets it in as quickly as he can, but two runs will score with the two RBI double. Montrose leads 6-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and Montrose with runners at second and third. We're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. I will tell you about it here in just a second. It looks like Jacob Hancock will be coming in to pitch. Hancock. Three appearances on the season as a 15.75 ERA, 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. So, Coach Steve Breyer holding true with his pitching by committee today. Sandoval made it an inning and a third before he gets the hook. Trayton allowed 6 runs, walked 3, struck out 2, hit a batter. Pitching change brought to you by Grand Mesa Motorsports, your Delta Premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products or machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Hancock will finish up his warm-up tosses, and he'll face David Dominguez, who had an RBI groundout last inning. Hit it on the ground to Rylan Bynum at second. Actually, it was a fielder's choice. Bynum got to try to initiate a double play. He was able to get the front end, but on the turnaround, Delta not able to get it at first. So, Kattner at second, Steenbergen at third. Dominguez at the plate. He'll be the first batter to Hancock chase. So Jacob stares in. After the sign comes set, kicks and fires. This is the outside corner. Ball one. And hence the pitch. He's inside and misses about number high. It's 2-0. And Sharp, the deliver. This one on the ground down the line. And fair, one run will score. Two runs will score. Leo tracks it down at the wall. And that'll be a 2 RBI double for Dominguez. So Dominguez will be on at second as Montrose takes an 8-1 lead on the Sunflower Root scoreboard. And Lucetta will come to the plate. He was the one that hit into the fielder's choice that got Dominguez out last inning. Came around to score. Taco Frank first pitch to him is inside for a ball. And Cox is back and delivers. One will be lifted up in the right field. Reed at the track makes the catch. Dominguez will tag in advance from second. One out on the sack fly to right. Now Rocco Manuel will come to the plate. Manuel with a double last inning. Again, two outs in the inning, and Montrose leads 8-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That pitch in the dirt. Ball one. Dominguez is his third after his double and then the sack fly from Hutto. And Josh has the sign. No kick and fire. That fastball misses somewhere on the outside half of the plate about number high, but umpire calls it a ball. Pitch in the dirt, bounce to the plate, and Hancock distracted it by his bat blowing off. It's 3 balls, no strikes for the batter Manuel. In the pitch. That fastball on the outside half is called a strike. That went a little farther down in the zone, about waist high, and it's 3-1 now. The pitch on the ground to short, Clay up with it on the first, and it's going to get by Porter. Throw a little low and to the right field side of the bag, and Porter can't come up with it. So, run will score from third, and Logan Files will be the ninth batter to the plate in the inning as it continues. Takes an inside pitch on the corner for strike one. Montrose leads 9-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs in the bottom of the second. Hancock checks the runner. Files it first. Manuel first. Now comes home. Brandon Wareham, the infielder that he is, makes the play down to the third base coach's box. Gets it back to the pitcher, Hancock. So it's 0-2 to Files with the plate now. And the pitch. That'll miss low. And Josh still has to count 1-2. The pitch with the runner going. A hit and run is on. That one fell off to the right side. Files back into the right side, righty handcuff. The pitch tails inside. McKenzie even at 2 minutes. Deuces wild, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Montrose leads 9-1 on the Sunflower scoreboard. Runners going again, swinging a miss. And that'll be the third out of the inning. The first inning in creation strikeout for Hancock. So at the end of two, Montrose extended their lead. It's now 9-1 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Delta will send the top of the order to plate in the third. Bynum, Clay, and Sprout. My streaming broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another company that's a proud sponsor is Hellman Motor Company. Newly owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Parker Davis out towards the third, and he'll face Ryland Bynum. Bynum led off the game with a ground out to short. Bynum stands in now. Dr. Kine's first pitch to him is lifted into center field for a base hit in front of the center fielder Eckerman. So after the leadoff single, Clay will come to the plate. Lando singled and was caught stealing in the first. Good lead by Bynum down there at first. Held on by Steenbergen. The pitch at the knees on the outside corner for a strike. Bynum 2 for 2 stolen bases this year. Davis set at the plate. Now comes home. Clay swings and battles this one back. Now he's going to have to be tough to two in battle. And the pitch. This is outside. And the pitch. It's going to be poked into right field. That's the base hit. Bynum round second. Heading for third is Files. This is the cutoff. Parker Davis there to back it up. So Bynum going first to third on back-to-back singles. And Graydon Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout with a solo shot in the first. Helps his only run, but he's looking to add to that total here with runners on the corners and no outs here in the top of the third inning. The lead by Clay down at first. pitch. This is low and outside. So Brado looking for something he can drive here with a runner in scoring position. Davis is set and delivers. This one fouled off. You can't see the Sprout steps up, now back into the left side. Davis will check Clay over it first. Now comes home. That misses high and outside. Signs coming in from head coach Steve Breyer down to third. And the pitch. Out of field machine pickoff throw, but Davis doesn't throw, he just turns to first. Clay back. Got a little anxious there, anticipating the pitch. My apologies. There's the pitch now. That'll catch the outside corner. Looks like it might have been a little low. Regardless, it counts even at 2 now. Pitch, that'll miss high and outside. It's 3-2 now. Full count. Payoff pitch from Davis. Swinging a miss. And Creations. I mean, strikeout, the second one of the day for Davis. You got a tip in his hat. Got to tip your hat to Davis for winning that battle. So with one out, runners still at the corners. Brendan Bayer will come to the plate and grand it out to first. His only other at bat today. Rocker trying to first pitch to him. It's fouled back to the backstop. Okay. Bayer will step out, now back in. And pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. The outside half of the plate. There swings over the top of it. 0-2, the count to the belt to catcher. Here's the delivery. Outside. Maybe a waste pitch to see if the runner was going. Clay stays put at first. Find him the runner at third. One out here, but stops at third. This one, as Bear continues to battle, just getting bat on ball, able to foul that one off to the backstop. Davis checks the runner at first. Now comes home. This one is low. And the count's even at 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Bear goes down on an A&M Creations on main strikeout for the second out of the inning, third strikeout of the day for Parker Davis. Now Tyreed will come to the plate. He reached on an error to lead off last inning. The pitch. Low and outside, ball one. Play with a good lead at first. Find him down there at third. Davis will take a look at both of them. Now he'll step off the back of the rubber. the pitch. Flowing outside. 2-0 Delta got the first two batters on this inning with back-to-back singles, and that's where we've been after a couple of strikeouts. Here's the 2-0 pitch. This one lifted up high into center field. It's going deep, and it is still going, and it'll hit at the base of the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. Reed pulls up at second, a two-out RBI double for Ty, and Delta cuts into Montrose's lead. It's now 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Now Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman struck out swinging for the first out last inning. Davis will check the runner Reed at second. Now comes home. Moving outside for a ball. The pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. Davis is set. Now delivers the 1-2. Excuse me, the 1-1. That one sails outside, and it's 2-1 now to Workman. Good lead by Reed down at second as Manuel and Bennett work in and out. 2 on him. The 2-1 pitch. This is outside, and 3-1 to Workman, so see what he gets here. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a jam job. Two-seam fastball inside. And Workman may have swung at ball 4. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Montrose leads 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And this one's popped foul back out of play. So we'll do it all again here. Workman will step out, gather himself, and now step back into the right side. Davis has his sign. He's set. Here's the payoff pitch. This one will hit Workman. So Delta now with runners at first and second, and Lance Porter will come to the plate. Porter reached on a fielder's choice last inning. Left on base. So he's looking for a big two-out hit here to maybe score a run from second. And shorten the gap between the two teams. Again, Montrose leads 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That's the knees first strike. Neil one from Davis. This one lifted into center field. The center fielder has to come in on it. He's not going to make the play. Reed will score from second. And they're going to wave in Workman, who's coming all the way around from first. The cutoff not able to be handled by Daniel out there at second, and a single for Porter. And Delta has plated 4 in the inning. It is 9-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay looking to keep it going here with 2 outs. Popped up weakly to short last inning, and he'll take ball 1. Pitch, taken high. Porter the runner at first. 2-0 count to Logan Clay at the plate. 2 outs. Pitch, going outside, and it's now 3-0 to Clay. Top of the third. The pitch, at the knees on the inside half, play taking it the whole way, and it's strike one. Still a hitter's count, 3-1 to Clay. Here's the pitch from Davis. This one on the ground to third. Kapner up with it. He goes to second to get the last out of the inning. But not before Delta does damage. Four runs on, looks like, three hits. Left a runner on. No errors by Montrose as we go to the bottom half of the third. And the Indians will send 9-1-2 to the plate once a hit. Hancock will come out to start the bottom half of the third inning. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Hancock will face Tori Eckerman, who struck out looking to Drayton Sandoval last inning. And Jock has his sign, and here's the pitch. Eckerman's going to show bunt, try to bunt it up the third base line, and it rolls foul. So Eckerman will come trotting back to the plate. And Josh stares in. He's ready now. And the 0-1 delivery. That missed somewhere, I think. May have been inside. Hancock was looking for that inside corner. And the pitch. Breaking ball also misses inside, and it's 2-1 to Eckerman. The pitch. That catches the upper part of the strike zone, and the count is even. Two balls, two strikes. To the batter, Eckerman, the first batter of the inning. The pitch, swing and a miss! A fastball, low and outside, and he got Eckerman to bite on it, and an A&M creations on main strikeout. Again, this is the first out of the inning. Second strikeout of the game for Hancock, and Gage Wareham will come to the plate. Wareham, 1-for-2 with a double and a run score. Montrose leads 9-5 on the Sunflower Rooney scoreboard as that pitch is low and inside. The pitch. High chopper over the head of Porter at first, and Reed will pick it up, get it in. So a one-out single for Wareham, and Jackson Barnett will come to the plate. He's got a couple of singles and a couple of runs scored today. Delta looking to roll two here with the speedy Ware at first. The pitch, that one sails on Hancock. there quickly out of his crouch to snag that one. And
want to know the Barnett?
The pitch. As Guerin scrolls off of first. Now, delayed steal is the ball gets away from Bear just a little bit. So, 2-0 to Barnett is where he ends up there at second. The pitch. This one lifted into left center. It's going deep, and it is at the wall. Sprout tracks it down. That's an RBI double for Barnett. And Montrose back ahead by 5, 10-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Big Steenbergen now to the plate. A couple of walks and a couple of runs scored today. Taco time, first pitch to him. This is outside. Pitch. That catches the outside corner and the counts either. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Montrose leads 10-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Steenberg into the left side against the righty Hancock. He checks the runner at second. Now comes home. That'll miss. And it's 2-1. The pitch from Hancock. Swing and a miss. Counts even. Hancock shares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. This one lifted into left field. Lejo gets a read on it, makes the catch, and gets it in. So two outs now, and Jackson Kattner to the plate. Kattner with a double and a walk and a couple runs scored today. So Kattner will be in from the right side, excuse me, the left side to face the righty Hancock. The pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Good pitch by Hancock. It starts to be a bat as well. They'll check the runner. Barnett at second. Now come home. This one lifted up on the left side. Workman out. And Clay over makes the catch in fair territory. And Delta's out of the inning, only surrendering the one run. At the end of three, Montrose leads 10-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They'll send 9-1 and 2 to the plate to lead off the fourth. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your quick go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Thank you. Davis out to work the fourth. And Brett Laiho to lead off for the Panthers. Laiho flew out to left in the second for the final out of that inning. The pitch. Low and inside, ball one. For the moment, the wind has died down considerably. Still a slight breeze here in Montrose. The pitch catches the outside corner and the count's even. Here's the 1-1 from Davis. Outside and low, ball two. Leo steps out, now back here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Davis. Here's the 2-2. Unlisted foul on the right side, back toward the Delta dugout, and off the top of it. Leo will come back to the plate, takes a couple practice swings, a deep breath, and now steps back into the box. The pitch. Just below the belt on the inside corner, and Leo able to knuckle that one foul on the third base side. Pitch. Chopped foul down the third base line. Third baseman Kattner up with it and can't make the play. Little slow roller. We're going to call that an infield hit for Laiho. Now Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Bynum, 1-for-2 with a run scored today. Good lead by Laiho down at first. Real good lead down there. He's held on by Steenberg. And Davis checks in. Comes set. Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw. Not in time. It's almost like Leho's daring Parker Davis to throw over with that big of a lead. Again, a good lead for Laiho. The pitch. And there for a strike. Bynum, a pretty patient hitter up there, so no surprise he's taking on the first pitch. Here's the 0-1. Going outside, and Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff throw by the catcher, Wareham. Not in time, and counts even at one. Pitch was outside on the right-handed Bynum by design to give Wareham a chance. Shot at maybe getting Laiho down at first on the throw. The pitch. And Bynum not able to check his swing. So Bynum going to have to be tough with two and protect the plate a little bit. Is Laiho another good lead at first? Davis with a look over. Now comes home. This one chops back up the middle. Manuel to the shortstop, Arnett, and Montrose is able to turn the double play. .463 on the putouts, and there's now 2 outs in the inning. Landed Clay to the plate. He's 2-for-2 with a run scored today. This one will be popped up to center field. It'll drop in front of the center fielder, Eckerman. Clay with his third single of the day. That'll be Clayton Sprout to the plate. He's homered and struck out today, scored a run. Montrez leads 10-5 from the Sunflower Ridge scoreboard, top of the fourth inning. The pitch misses outside. Clay, the runner at first. Here's the 1-0 from Davis. Swing and a miss from Sprout. And the count's even. Sprout steps out now back into the left side as Davis will check Clay. The pitch. Blowing outside. Signs from Coach Steve Breyer at third base, and now Sprout ready for the 2-1 delivery from Davis. The pitch. This is high and outside, and it's 3-1. Davis stares in. Now he's set. The pitch. This one hit in the air on the right side of the infield. The first baseman, Steenbergen, gives way to Manuel, the second baseman, and he will retire the side. So in the middle of four, Montrose maintains their 10-5 advantage on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. They'll send the 5, 6, and 7 holes to the plate in their half of the fourth. My broadcast, the Delta Panthers Baseball, is sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machine. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Another fine sponsor, A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main and Delta is voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Domingos, Hutto, and Manuel set to come to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth for the Indians. They have a 10-5 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Jacob Hutto out for second full inning of work. Came in relief with one out in the third, or in the second, excuse me. Allowed a run in the third. And that's a couple of strikeouts so far today. So Dominguez has doubled and been hit by a pitch today. Scored a run. Pitch. This is outside. Here's the 1-0. That'll catch the inside corner, and the count's even. Hancock stares in. He has the sign. He'll kick and fire. This one fouled at the plate. Now Hancock ahead, 1-2. And the pitch. This one on the ground is short. Clay up with it. On the first in time. Six, three on the putout. And with one out, designated hitter Luke Hutto will come to the plate. Hutto for, actually he had a sack fly on the second. Each of them a fielder's choice in the first. Got an RBI out of that. Came around to score.
Taco time. First pitch to Hutto. It's a strike. Pitch. Tails inside and the count's even. This one's low and outside, and it's 2-1 to Hutto. Pitch. Chop to third. Workman up with it on the first, and Porter cannot handle the throw. Short hopped over there, and Hutto will be on via the error. So Hutto will be on at first. Rocco Manuel to the plate. Manuel has doubled and reached on an error today. Home plate umpire will brush off the plate. And you get a little better look at the strike zone up there. Manuel step in. Hancock will check Hutto at first and jump home. This one sails high and tight, and it's 1-0. Good lead by Hutto down there at first, held on by Porter. The pitch, that comes inside and almost hits Manuel. He's just able to get out of the way, and it's 2-0. Hancock set. Pitch. This is low. Manuel steps out, takes a couple practice swings, now steps back in. Hancock will check Hutto's. He's got a little shorter lead over at first now. Comes home with the 3-0, and it's in there for a strike. So Hancock still has to be careful. 3-1 here. He's got to get a strike. The pitch. Hit to left. And it's going to get by Lejo, who misplays it. A sinking liner. And Manuel will be on with a base hit. Hutto had to hold to see if Lejo would make the play, and so he'll advance to second. So runners at first and second. Logan Files to the plate. A couple of swing strikeouts today. He'll take a ball high, or a pitch high for ball one. One out here, the bottom of the fourth inning. Montrose leads 10-5 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Hancock will check the runners. Now come home. That one up toward the head of Files. Ball two. Pitch. Catches the inside corner for a strike. Files doesn't agree with the umpire's call. Here's the 2-1 from Hancock. It's in the dirt. They're able to make the block it, make the throw, and they got the runner Hutto trying to advance from second. So a caught stealing down there at third. A great throw by Bear. an even better job by Workman to hang on down there at third, and there's two outs in the inning. Daniel did take second. The pitch is high, and that's a five-pitch walk. Runners are once again at first and second. And we'll get a pinch hitter as number five, Leo Burton, will come to the plate. Burton on the season, batting 143, 14 at-bats. One walk, five strikeouts. So, after making the change in his book and letting Delta's dugout know, the home plate umpire will stroll back to his place behind the plate. So, with two outs, and Chalk will face Burton. The pitch is low. Daniel, the runner at second, files at first. Via the Delta Cabinet Company walk. The first one issued by Hancock in the game. The pitch lifted up into right field. Reed coming in on it makes the catch as he battles the wind a little bit, and that will retire the Indians. So, we'll see if Eckerman will sub back in or if Burton will stay in. It's like we're going to get can't tell if Burton stayed in or not, but find out here in just a second for you. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports, Third Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Does look like Torrey Eckerman re-entered the game out there in center field. So Parker Davis back to the mound, and he will face Bear, Reed, and Workman here in the top of the fifth. Brendan, 0-for-2 with a strikeout today. Set the lead off the inning. He'll take a strike on the outside half of the plate. Davis has his sign and delivers the 0-1. This one lifted to center. It's going deep. Eckerman back on it, and it's going to go over his head. All the way to the wall. That's the deepest part of this ballpark, I believe. And Bear will be in standing up with a leadoff double. That'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. Reed, this double reached on an error today. Has a couple of RBIs and a run scored. Get a courtesy runner as Chaz Wilkes hustles out of the dugout down to second. Well, we'll have a good lead off of Speck and his Manuel and Garnett. We're getting out on him. Davis checks him a couple times and comes home. Reed will take a strike on the outside corner. Davis is set. Now comes home. Chopped foul at the plate by Reed, and quickly 0-2 to the Delta right fielder. Guy going to have to be tough with two and protect. The on deck batter Workman will pick up that foul ball. Leadoff double by Bear has him out at, or had him out at second before the courtesy runner Wilkes spelled him. Here's the 0-2. This one will be popped up foul back out of play. Davis with a long look in. Now he's set. Checks Wilkes at second. And he'll sit and act as if he is going to throw the Dowdy Stealing Machine pickoff throw and doesn't. But he got Wilkes diving back into the bag. The pitch. This one will be popped up on the right side. It's going into, it's a no man's land, and the right fielder cannot make the play. The second baseman, Manuel, is going to tumble over the right fielder, Files, and ball kind of hung up there a little bit and then dropped, and in between the first baseman, Steinberg, and the second baseman, Manuel, and the right fielder, Files, so Wilkes had to hold up to see if anyone was going to come up with that. When they didn't, he advanced to third. So Delta, no outs, runners on the corners, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. He's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. Graham will give signs to his infielders with runners on the corners and what he wants to do in case of a stolen base. Montrose leads 10-5 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch, way outside for a ball. No outs here, top of the fifth inning. Delta looking for a big one, getting the first two batters on. The pitch. Looked a little low to me, but umpire calls a strike at the knees, and it'll be even at one. The pitch. One pop foul on the right side and out of play. And a Workman going to have to be tough with two. Protect the plate. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Davis. This one, chopped on the ground, in the hole on the left side. The shortstop, Barnett, has it get through him. A tough play for Barnett, an infield hit for Workman. So Workman picks up the RBI on the single, and looks like that's going to be the end of the day for Davis. At least on the mound. Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Looks like it's going to be number 19, Titus Weiss. Numbers for Weiss on the mound this season. 5-2 record with 11 appearances, 405 earned run average, 7 walks, 25 strikeouts. On base average against of 325. My streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Montrose leads 10-6 now on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as Self is able to put a run across on the RBI single by Workman. I scored that a single because it was a slow roller and it was going to be a tough play anyway by Barnett as he slid to the ground to get it. And with Workman's speed, I'm not sure he would have had him anyway. Reed, the runner at second. This pitch to Lance Porter's popped up to center, but it's carrying back and it's off the glove of the center fielder Eckerman. So Eckerman had a bead on it, but he couldn't make the play, and Porter will be at first on the error. And Delta with the bases loaded and no outs. And Logan Clay coming to the plate. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter here. As number 21, Jesse Delgado will pinch hit for Clay. So Reed will be at third, Workman at second, Porter at first, Delgado to the plate. Jesse batting 400 on the season and 20 at bats. A double, two triples, and six RBI. Looking to add to that total here with no outs here in the top of the fifth inning. And the bases full of Panthers. Montrose leads 10-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They've got him into the right side against the righty Weiss. Weiss out of the windup. The pitch. This one's going to be hit on the right side. It's hooking foul and out of play. Files gave chase, but he made it over the fence. So Delgado will come back to the plate. Here's the 0-1. This one is pop foul out of play again on the right side. And quickly, 0-2 to the Delta pinch hitter. So Delgado going to have to protect now with two strikes. Steps back in. Weiss gets and fires way outside on that one. So it'll be 1-2 to Delgado. Again, no outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Delta has already put a one run across here in the fifth. Long look in by Weiss. Timeout called by Delgado. Delgado calls time just as Weiss was about to go into his windup. Again, long look in by Weiss. Here's the 1-2 now. Floated that up there. Is over Delgado's head. The count's even. So two balls, two strikes, no outs. Montrose leads 10-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Delgado now able to catch up with the fastball, and it's an A&M Creations on main strikeout for the first out of the inning. Now Brett Leho will come to the plate. Leho, 1-for-2 today, was the front end of a double play last inning. Taco Tang first pitch to him is low for a ball. And the pitch. This is outside. So again, the base is loaded for the Panthers. Leho with a 2-0 count at the plate. Leaf looks in. Now delivers. That one. On the outside half of the plate, about number high for a strike. Leho steps out, now back in. The pitch. This one to left. It's sinking fast. And the left fielder, Dominguez, comes up with the diving catch. Good play by Dominguez to get the second out of the inning, and Delta not able to do anything with it as all the runners had to hold to see if Dominguez would make that. And now Bynum will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3 today. Two outs, bases loaded. Here's the pitch. This is outside. So Delta, able to put the four batters of the inning on. And then, after the one run score, is not able to do anything else with the bases loaded so far, as the count's even at 1 to Rue. The pitch. Sinker. Bounced off the light pole behind the Delta dugout. Foul out of play. The 1-2 delivery from Weiss. Swing and a miss. So Delta gets one across, has the bases loaded, and that's it. As Weiss ends with an increase in on main strikeout. So in the middle of 5, Delta still behind in this one. It's 10-6 Montrose on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. On broadcast, the Delta Panthers baseball on Audio Sports Online, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So it looks like we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change as Donnie Raley comes to the mound. Raley, the side-armed lefty. Numbers on the season for Donnie. No record in 5 appearances. Does have a .336 earned run average. 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. On-base average against a .185. So Donnie, a very effective pitcher here. Looking to hopefully hold off Montrose and allow Delta's bats to get going here to get Delta closer. So Raley will face 1-2-3 holes. That's Graham, Barnett, and Steenbergen here to start the bottom half of the 5th. Wareham 2-for-3 with a double and a couple run score today. Takes strike 1. The pitch. Catches the outside corner and is quickly 0-2 to the Montrose catcher. Wareham glancing back at the home plate umpire, not necessarily agreeing with that strike call. The pitch way outside. Bear has it bounce off his glove and has to come up and drag it down a little bit. This is the 1-2 from Donnie. This is outside, McCown's even. Bailey's ready and delivers. The curveball just misses the inside corner. It's a good pitch. Here's the payoff pitch from Rayleigh. This one will be poked foul out of play on the left side. The battle continues. Rayleigh has his sign. And the pitch. And it's a Delta Cabinet Company walk to wear. That'll bring Jackson Barnett to the plate. He's 3-for-3 with a double today, an RBI, a couple runs scored. So a good lead for Wareham down at first, held on by Porter. Taco Time first pitch to Barnett. This is outside for a ball. Donnie has his sign. And delivers. As Barnett squares to bunt, may have distracted Bearlow a little bit. The ball got away from him, and Wareham advances to second. Steve Vyer out of the dugout to talk to his pitcher. Now quickly back to the dugout. And we are quickly back to action here as Rayleigh has his sign. Pitch on the ground to third, and it's in the hole. Through the hole. So four-hit day for Barnett, and there'll be runners at the corners for the Indians as Zeke Steenbergen will play to the plate. Steenbergen 0-for-1 with a couple of walks and a couple runs scored today. Stands in from the left side against the lefty Rayleigh. The pitch in the dirt, good block by Bear. Pitch popped up over the plate. The runner getting in the way, and it's going to bounce. Are they going to call interference on the batter? Or are they just going to call a foul ball? Now the umpire is going to get together and talk about this. The batter, Steenbergen, trying to get out of the way, but running up the baseline, getting in Bear's way here. See what the call is. No interference call. It's just a foul ball and the count will be even. No outs, runners at the corners. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside. The 2-1. That catches the outside corner for a strike, and Steenbergen, not sure about that one, but the count's even at 2. The pitch. Low and outside, and count now full. Payoff pitch from Donnie. Misses low. The bases are loaded for the Indians. out the cabinet company walk and Tyreed time on the mound. Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching changes. Reed will come in to pitch, and it looks like Joe Black will head into right field. And actually, looks like we're just going to get a defensive substitution. And it looks like Whaley's going to stay out. I thought we were going to get a pitching change. Instead, Black is just going to sub into right field. I think it looks like they may be getting Reed warmed up. He may re-enter here in just a few minutes as the pitcher. So Black will be in and right, and Whaley will now face Kattner. First pitch missed for a ball, but the 1-0 is in for a strike, and the count's even. Still no outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Bases are loaded. This one's chopped to second. Bynum's got a weight on it, and it gets by him. Little nonchalant, and how he played that one. Two runs will score on the error. And Montrose will again have runners on the corners as Steenburgen's on third and Kattner will be on first. David Dominguez will come to the plate. Dominguez, 1-for-2 with a double today. He's also been hit by a pitch, has a couple RBI as well, and a run scored. So Braley set to work to Dominguez. The pitch misses for a ball. Montrose leads 12-6 on the Sub Clavering scoreboard here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Still no outs. The pitch misses inside. It's 2-0. Pitch laced in the left field. Leho going to field it. Steenburgen will score from third on the single. Kattner advances to second. Lucado will come to the plate. Montrose extends their lead. It's 13-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Steve Ryer out of the dugout once again and come to the mound. See what's going to happen here with the changes. Jesse Delgado will come out of the dugout. As does Ty Reed. So Reed will now come to the plate. For the Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change, Bynum will now go to right field, and Delgado will come in to play second. My broadcast, the Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly one-stop everything shop. But the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So Reed's numbers on the mound this season. 2-1-1 record in 7 appearances. 5 of those have been starts. A 6.23 ERA, 20 walks, 22 strikeouts. So, runners at first and second once again for Montrose. It's Kattner at second, Dominguez at first. As Ty Reed will get set to face Luke Sutto at the plate. So, Delgado, who pitch hit for the designated hitter, Logan Clay last inning, will obviously stay in the lineup in the 8-hole now that he's entered defensively. So 3 runs home in the inning for Montrose as they've extended their lead back to 7 at 13-6 on the Sunflower Ridge scoreboard. A chopper to Delgado. He goes to second. On to first, they overthrow it. Clay, we got the front end of the double play, overthrows Porter. And Kattner will score on the error. Dominguez out on the fielder's choice. And Hutto will take second on the error. So with one out, and Montrose having a 14-6 lead on the Sunflower Ridge scoreboard, Rocco Manuel will come to the plate. Manuel 2-for-2 with a double, reached on an error today. Pops it up foul out of play on the right side. Reed stares in, he'll check Hutto down a second. Now comes home. Breaking ball in for strike two. He takes off a couple times. Now he's set and delivers. Swing and a miss. There's not two outs in the inning. Canyon Creations. I mean, strikeouts, and Logan Files will come to the plate. Files 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk today. Pitch came in high inside, and it's 1-0. Out of still the runner out at second. And the pitch, swing and a miss at a ball. The outside corner of the plate. Here's the 1-1 from Reed. This is high. And the pitch. Chopper on the ground to short. Clay up with it. On to first, and Delta is out of the inning. So 4 runs across for Montrose. On, it looks like 2 hits. A couple of errors for Delta. Montrose is going to leave a runner on there. So we head to the top of the 6th inning. Montrose leads 14-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta will send 2, 3, 4 batters to the plate. And we will take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help get your project done right. At 874-7518, that's Dowdy Steel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
The Indians are leading your Panthers 14-6 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Titus Weiss back to the bump for Montrose. And he'll face Clay, Sprout, and Bear. Lando's got three hits today. Run scored. Clay steps in. This is a pitch from Weiss. Taken on the outside corner for a strike. There's the 0-1. That misses outside. And the pitch poked off the pitcher Weiss's glove out to second, and that'll be an infield hit for Clay. And Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout, 1-for-3 with a home run today. This one hit deep to right, and that will be his second home run of the day, the exact same spot as the first. That one left here in a hurry. A two-run shot this time for Sprouty. And Delta cuts in to Montrose's lead once again. It's 14-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear 1-for-3 with a double today and a run scored. The pitch. This one's lifted to right. It's going deep, and it is back-to-back jacked by Delta. And now Ty Reed will come to the plate. Wareham out to talk to his pitcher, Weiss, and now back behind the plate. The pitch, back up the middle, that's the base hit. Delta starts off the sixth inning with four hits in a row. And now Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman has singled, struck out, and been hit by a pitch today. Got an RBI and a run scored. Reed the runner at first. A long look over by Weiss. Now the pitch. This one jacked to left, but the outfielder Dominguez able to track down the liner. Hit hard by Workman, but pretty much right at Dominguez. One out, and Lance Porter to the plate. Porter singled, reached on an error in a fielder's choice today. Reed still the runner at first. East looks in. Looks at Reed at first. Comes back. And the pitch. This is low. .14-9 Montrose on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Weiss. This one hit to center. Eckerman's back, and he'll make the catch just in front of the track. Sprout So two outs now, and Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado came in as a pinch hitter last inning, stayed in and played second. He'll chop it to third, and Kattner can't make the play on a tough hop. Reed trying to get to third, and he is out. The ball had bounced off of the third baseman, Kattner, and gone into foul territory in short left. And Steve Ryer arguing that call is Reed trying to go first to third, and the umpire down there called him out as the shortstop Barnett got to the ball and threw Reed out from his knees. So at the middle of six, Montrose leads 14-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jonathan River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Back here in Montrose, I'm Mark Cantor, and getting ready to go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Montrose with a five-run advantage, 14-9 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard after getting two across in the top of the inning here. Ty Reed back out to the mound, and he will face Tory Eckerman to start the Montrose half of the sixth. Eckerman 0 for 3 with a couple of K's today. Taco Time first pitch to him as he is squaring the bunt, and not sure if he actually fouled that off the plate or if it bounced off of Bears glove. Regardless, it'll be a strike. Here's the 0-1 delivery from Ty. This is on the outside. Reed stares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the 1-2 from Reed. Swing and a miss on the high heat. And third strikeout of the day for Eckerman is out number one. Second A&M creations on main, strikeout for Reed in the game. And Gage Wareham will come to the plate. Wareham 2 for 3 with a double and a walk today. Takes a breaking ball for strike one. He's also scored 3 times. Stolen the bag today as well. And the 0-1 from Ty. This one tails in and it counts even. Reed takes off a couple signs. Now he'll be set. The pitch. This one on the ground to short, and Clay can't come or get to that one. And it's a one-out single for Wareham. As Jackson Barnett will come to the plate. He's a perfect 4 for 4 with a double. 3 runs scored in an RBI today. So Wareham with a lead off the first, held on by Porter. Reed kicks and fires. This one on the ground in the hole on the left side. Station to station baseball now for Montrose. As they've got runners at first and second, and Steenbergen coming to the plate. Steenbergen, he's been on base three times via a walk today. Otherwise, blown out to left field. He's scored all three times that he's been on base. Delta looking to roll two to get out of the inning with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch on the ground, in the hole on the right side. It's going to be an RBI single as they now have Steenbergen hung up, and he's out as he overslides first going back. I'm not sure if he was trying to get into a pickle to get the other runner to score or not, but instead there's a runner on third and two outs. As Jackson Kapner comes to the plate. Montrose third baseman has doubled and blocked, reached on an error, and flown out to the shortstop. Takes ball one. And this pitch will be poked down the left field line and foul. So with two outs, the count's even to Kapner. 15-9, the score in favor of Montrose. Here in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch. Breaking ball. Just missed the outside corner. And it's 2-1. He's got his sign. The pitch. Chopped to second. Delgado can't come up with it as it rolls into center and Sprout gets it in. So four straight hits for the Indians. And this pitch will be fouled back off the backstop. Barnett scored from third on a Kapner single. And this pitch will be fouled off of the catcher there. And he'll shake the cobwebs loose a little bit. So, Bear walking that foul ball off just a little bit here. We'll get back to action. Two outs and an 0-2 count to the batter, Dominguez. He shakes off the side. He'll look over to Kapner at first. Here's the pitch. This one's a base hit to right. Line him up with it. So Montrose with runners first and second after five straight hits. And Lucchetto coming to the plate. Lucchetto is 0-1 today. He's reached on an error and a couple times on a fielder's choice. RBI on a run score. Taco Time first pitch is line foul over the top of the Delta dugout. You better watch your lips over there. Reed sets and delivers. This pitch is fouled off the backstop and quickly 0-2 to the Montrose designated hitter. And the pitch. That one's going to hit Otto and load the bases. Rocco Manuel will be up now. Manuel 2-for-3 with a double. He's reached on an error. The pitch. Hit to right. Bynum with a long run, and he will not make the catch. It's going to roll to the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. Three runs will score. And the play not over as Montrose is out of the dugout as they win on the 10-run rule. Play wasn't over, but doesn't matter as the game is over as Montrose wins 19-9. So, player of the game today for Jelka will be Landon. I'm going to have co-players of the game today. Landon Clay had a 4-for-4 day with a run scored, and Brayden Sprout had 2 home runs with 3 RBI today. So those are your 2 players of the game. Player of the game is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company is cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So, senior day is Saturday as Delta finishes up the regular season trying to sweep North Fork to win the 3A Western Slope League title. Game 1 is scheduled for 11 a.m., and I'll be streaming shortly before that. Once again, the final score of our game today is Montrose 19, Delta 9. You've been listening to the Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. I'll talk to you on Saturday, folks. Have a good